Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest this evening is an actor you know from This Is Us. He now stars in the new CBS show, Tracker.
Stay down, stay down. Need backup. Hey. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We're gonna be okay. It's gonna be a while, though. Gotta land that helicopter, they gotta get boats in the water. Either way, we're looking at about a half an hour. That's if this truck doesn't slide off air in the meantime. You strong swimmer?
So-so's okay.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Justin Hartley.
Wonderful, Adam.
Nice to see you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah.
It's a like them from Justin Hartley.
They're excited.
There you go.
This is great.
Obviously, people know you from This Is Us for the six seasons of that incredible show.
Thank you.
Is it safe to say that the tracker is going to make me cry a little less?
it's safe to say, yeah.
Because This Is Us was almost cruel.
Well, This Is Us was a lot of it was a very emotional show. We have a lot of emotion in our show, but definitely less crying. It's a lot more action. It's more like Coulter has a gun. And he runs and he jumps and he hangs off of, one arm casually.
Exactly. Sure.
And he swims and he does all this stuff. He does a lot of tracking. He fights and all
that. Wait, stuff.
He tracks like you wouldn't believe.
On Tracker?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, right?
Wow.
And on This Is Us, it was like the guy, Kevin was sort of like inert. Like he just kind of, he didn't move much. Sprained a tear duct maybe every once in a while.
Sure.
But this guy's way more physical.
Okay, good. Do you enjoy the physical? Because just sitting there sounds like a good gig.
I'm having fun so far. This
okay,
is great
good.
For me. No, I enjoy it. No. Yeah.
Okay, so what exactly is a tracker and how does tracking help him fight crime?
Nobody knows. Basically what it is, people that specialize, there are people out there that specialize in this. They can find things that, like, they're just, they're good at looking for clues, sort of like detectives, but, I mean, it could be anything, and I'm still learning as we go, but...
Like Aragorn in The Lord of the Rings.
Exactly, it was a tracker. Exactly. Yeah. So, more like he would have put his ear to the ground, or like. So, but this guy, like my character, is more like, oh look, some crushed leaves. Let's go that way. No, it's not that simple. But,
so he finds people.
He finds people where normally like you wouldn't find them. Yeah, and there are clues that maybe only he would see. He's experienced in that kind of stuff from his upbringing.
Did you learn some tracking?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, every show, we go back and forth. Like, I battle with the writer sometimes. I'm like, that's too easy. So if Justin Hartley could track that, it's not hard enough. You know what I mean?
This has to be a
we can't use, like, Find
Shaw.
My iPhone app to, you know what I mean? We're not doing that. There's some pretty difficult stuff that I go, oh, that would be cool. I never thought of that. I would never think to look there. That's interesting. So, yeah, we're having fun.
Could a really good tracker leave a track so faint that even a tracker couldn't track him?
Duh.
Your character's I guess you'd call him a survivalist.
Yeah.
Like, you know, is this sort of the guy with, like, freeze-dried beef stroganoff in the basement and non-GMO seeds and his own water source and buys gold and doesn't get the vax and stuff like that?
I don't know if he's that guy.
I just don't know.
He's more like prepared. Prepared in other ways, you know?
Sure.
He had a rough childhood, a rough upbringing. His father taught him all this stuff, and now he uses all of that, all those skills to.
But he can survive out in the wild, like drop in the middle of a
forest. And he'd be fine. He'd
be
fine for a while.
Could you do that? Are you outdoorsy?
I mean, how long are we talking?
A week. Could you survive in the wild for a week?
What's the temperature?
That's impressive.
What's the temperature?
Not below freezing.
Yeah, I could do that.
You could.
Yeah, sure.
Were you outdoors as a kid? Were you like an Eagle Scout or anything?
You know, I was in the Boy Scouts for maybe like a week or two, or so. I don't remember it really that much.
You got the basics.
Yeah, but I did. Yeah,
sure. Your basic
tracker.
SEAL Team Six. Yeah,
exactly. But I do remember, like, when I grew up, it's so different now. My daughter's in college, but raising her, so different than the way I was raised. I feel like I was camping my entire childhood, because it would be like, I would feel like I would wake up in the summer, there was no school, so my parents would be like, you come home before dark, you know? And then that was it. And I was like, oh, I'm going camping all day.
Yeah, I had to check in. I could go back out.
You go
after
back
dark,
out.
But I had to check in at a certain point.
Yeah, proof of life, and then go ahead and go back out.
Exactly.
That's all they need.
I describe it as having a free-range childhood.
Yeah, exactly. It's great, right?
Yeah. Tracker is premiering after the Super Bowl. Yeah. Super Bowl, post-game, Tracker, local news,
yep.
The Late Show.
Hey.
Yeah, so stick around for that.
Sharing a night with you.
Okay, so are you going to be at the Super Bowl?
I am. Yeah, I'm
going. That's fun. Yeah. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to have any sort of party for Tracker itself while you're out there? Because that's pretty exciting.
It's exciting, but I'm gonna enjoy the game, and then I gotta get back to work right after. So I wanna watch the premiere, obviously, and I'll probably end up doing that by myself or with my wife, probably.
No, really?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
And then I wanna, or whoever wants to watch it with me, if you guys, whoever's in Vegas, have a swing on by.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Justin Hartley, everybody.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, look at this. We've got the star of Tracker here on CBS, Justin Hartley. You've been acting since you were, a kid?
Well, no, I thought I was, but it turns out I just was sucked.
You were attempting to act? Like, were you a child actor, or were you talking about school plays?
No, I was in a school play, and I really loved it. It was called Frosty the Snowman, and I was Frosty the Snowman. I got cast in the lead role of this play. Frosty.
Wow.
Thank you, yeah. And
someone had a glimpse of your greatness.
They did. This guy's obviously put him, you know, front and center. He's the namesake of the whole production. And then as the production was going on, it dawned on me, Frosty doesn't move, he can't breathe, he doesn't talk, he can't sing the song, and the only time he moves is when they finally make him come to life, and then they were like, and when you come to life, Hartley, you dance your happy right off the stage. And I was like, oh, I'm the worst actor. I'm the worst one. That's why I'm wearing the snowsuit was like a dunce cap, really.
So you basically were inert. You were just there like a lump. So
they needed space.
As you described your role on This Is Us.
Yeah, I just didn't move much.
There.
Yeah, exactly. Sat there and waited, yeah.
You wrapped This Is Us back in 22, right?
I guess so, yeah.
22. Probably, yeah. Are you still in touch with your
Yeah, you know, I am. And especially, it's great because we, not as much as we would like to, I think we're all busy. As you know, as life goes on, you move around and stuff like this. But things, when wonderful things happen, like my friend Sterling K. Brown got nominated for an Oscar.
That's later on. This is... There you go. There's you. There's you and your buddies right
there.
Yeah, there we are. Lovely, lovely people. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So fun stuff. When stuff like that happens, it's good to have the number, give a call.
Who's this?
That's Paisley. That's my dog.
That's
she's
Paisley?
Yeah, yeah. So I take that dog everywhere. We don't fly with her because we're afraid to mess up the dog or whatever. So we drive around. Wherever we go,
is
we
Paisley
drive.
Paisley here?
No, she's in Canada with my wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But we drive with her in the back seat, and she's got the worst. She's cute, but I mean, her breath is just, it's a devastator. Yeah. So, but you put up with it, you know? It's like, dang, I don't know what happened there. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
Do you remember your first on-camera role?
I remember.
Because we know what it was.
I remember so I was going to tell a lie, and then I was like, they probably have it. I remember a commercial that I did, a beer commercial that I did, and it was a commercial that they had me ad-libbing for hours. They were like, do it different, ad-lib. And there were no lines, I was just ad-libbing.
You're basically coming on to a woman at a bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we have the clip here.
Yeah.
All right, Jim.
It's so inappropriate.
I was about to say.
This is the last you'll see me on TV, apparently. I'm gone.
If that was a coworker, you would definitely be seeing HR.
Please, yeah. But so I was really proud of all my ad-libs that day. And then when I watched the thing, I told my mom, I was like, I made it. I'm on a commercial. They play that silly jingle over the whole thing. It was like the second time I've had no lines, like the lead role, no lines.
Frosty the Snowman all over me? Okay.
Dang.
Well, lovely to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Good luck with Tracker.
Thank you.
It premieres immediately after the Super Bowl this Sunday on CBS. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown, new season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Podshow listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.